From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. British police are treating an incident in which a Russian ex-spy and his daughter fell critically ill in attempted murder by administration of a nerve agent. The head of the counterterrorism police said Wednesday, and David Doyle has more.
British police confirmed Wednesday that former Russian spy Sergei Skripal was poisoned.
This is being treated as a major incident involving attempted murder by administration of a nerve agent.
Skripal's daughter, Yulia, was also apparently deliberately targeted. The former colonel in Russia's intelligence service and his daughter are still critically ill in intensive care. Both were found unconscious on a bench on Sunday outside a shopping centre in the southern city of Salisbury. Skripal was accused in the past by Moscow of betraying dozens of spies to British intelligence and jailed before being later released in a spy swap involving the US. The UK's head of counterterrorism is now leading the investigation to find those responsible.
The United States says that it will impose new economic sanctions on North Korea for using lethal chemical nerve agents in the last year's assassination of the estranged half-brother of leader Kim Jong-un. The U.S. State Department announced Tuesday that it has determined that Pyongyang used the banned VX nerve agent to kill Kim Jong-nam on February 13, 2017, as he walked through Kuala Lumpur's international airport. Two women were caught. The accused 19-year-old shooter in the U.S. high school massacre 3 weeks ago has been indicted on 17 counts of premeditated murder, another 17 counts of attempted murder. Nicholas Cruz, who was expelled from the high school in Florida last year, could face the death penalty in that case, but the prosecutor has not announced that yet. This is VOA News. After hearing briefings from Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, and then the chief of the UN Central Emergency Response, the Security Council Wednesday expressed concern about the humanitarian situation in Syria. The president of the Security Council for the month of March, Carol J.G. van Oosterum of the Netherlands, held discussions about it.
The Security Council reiterated its call for implementation of Resolution 2401. And coming Monday, March the 12th, the Security Council will be briefed by the Secretary General on the implementation of Resolution 2401.
In response to U.S. President Donald Trump's plan to impose steep tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, the International Monetary Fund and European leaders pushed back, saying it would provoke a calamitous global trade war. This comes as the president's top economic advisor, National Economic Council Director Gary Cohn, resigned. As director of the NEC, Cohn tried to get Mr. Trump to abandon his tariff plan, but the president emphasized that he will impose the measures in the coming days. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders provided a timeline.
We expect that the president will sign something by the end of the week, and there are potential carve-outs for Mexico and Canada based on national security and possibly other countries as well based on that process.
She was also asked why at least half a dozen administration officials have resigned suddenly.
This is an intense place, as every White House, and it's not abnormal that you would have people come and go, but we're continuing to do great work. We're continuing to focus on the president's agenda, and that's what we're all here to do.
And on the issue of Mr. Trump's proposed tariffs and whether they will spark trade wars, Trump has claimed the United States needs to impose the steel and aluminum tariffs to protect its national security. And again, the accused 19-year-old shooter in the U.S. high school massacre 3 weeks ago, indicted Wednesday on 17 counts of premeditated murder, another 17 counts of attempted murder, a day after hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants formally lost temporary protection from deportation. A Republican lawmaker in the state of Arizona attempted to revive U.S. Senate debate on Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, also known as DACA. It had been providing beneficiaries temporary work and study permits. Another Republican, James Langford of Oklahoma, objected to Jeff Flake's motion, and the issue was put on hold yet again. Court challenges to Trump's DACA decision have, in effect, extended the deadline for Congress to act. Political analysts believe that it makes it more likely that Dreamers will remain in legal limbo through the November midterm elections. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.